that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced, saying, when they saw the Lord, Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The gospel, the good news of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Receive the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you. Happy birthday, church.
Amen.
Today, Pentecost is the birth of the church. Jesus empowered his disciples with the gift of the Holy Spirit so that they can continue his work on earth. Church, we are the remaining disciples on earth. We are the ones tasked with not just being in church, but bring church to every person we meet. In today's gospel reading, the disciples were locked down. The disciples were in lockdown. The disciples were locked up inside. They were fearing for their lives. They were afraid of the Jews who had crucified Jesus. Most of us know what this means, as we ourselves just came out of quarantine. Let us pause for a while right now and prepare the same words that Jesus Christ spoke to his disciples. Peace be with you.
Amen.
In these troubled times, the message remains very clear. Peace be with you. Jesus is our only hope. As we look around and see what is happening today, let us remember the words of Christ. Just as the disciples, many of us went to our upper room during quarantine and prayed. Churches were closed and no gathering, but we have more time for the Word of God to explore and read our Bible. To spend more time in quiet meditation and listen to the voice of God. It is in the quiet moments that we can sit back to listen to God. We were all afforded that opportunity during quarantine. What we did with it is between God and us. My wife asked me to build a prayer space so that we could spend more time praying. You know, in prayer, it may not be answered today, but in time, we get our answer. But some of us are too quick for answer. Just like this morning, I have two brothers in the church this morning who wish that the tongue of Christ could be on their head right now, but it's on all of us. Amen?
Amen.
And I pulled up in the back of someone, and I honked my horn because I'm late. I don't want to hear the priest telling me that I'm late for church. And one of the passengers says, "We are in St. John. Our patients are zero tolerance." But in time, the person moved on. You see, in trying times, when we do not know what to expect, we fight the battle on our knees. I am sure that it is our many prayers, brothers and sisters, while in quarantine that got us through and spared St. Julian's from an outbreak of a virus that was deadly or that is deadly. Let us again get on our knees and pray for peace around the United States amidst all the riots and protests. No more than ever, we need to remember Jesus' greeting to the disciples, "Peace be with you." The gospel reading continues. He breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." By breathing on the disciples, Jesus bestowed on them a power and confidence that they had never experienced before. So we have hope that we can get through this moment, these times, and our affairs with our advocate, the Holy Spirit. We can find gladness in the Holy Spirit. We can find true and everlasting happiness in the advocate, especially in troubling times. He is the one who comes along beside of us to encourage us, to comfort us, and to defend us. Boy, I tell you, when I'm up here, and I know my deacon brother in the church says the same thing, he is nervous as son. I know for sure he calls on the Holy Spirit. I know for sure many of us call on the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit that we need to comfort us in times of trouble, in times of fear, in times of comfort. The Holy Spirit comforts the unbelieving world. As the second reading tells us, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. No matter who we are or what we profess, if we are not guided by the Holy Spirit, then we need to question ourselves and our intentions. For those who did the novena to the Holy Spirit, yesterday's prayer was, "O Holy Spirit, by your power, Christ was raised from the dead to save us all. By your grace, miracles are performed in Jesus' name. By your love, we are protected from evil." And so we are asked with humility, with a bearer's heart, for goodness within us. We want to be like you. We want to be like the saints in heaven, Holy Spirit. Renew us by your power, with your goodness, that we may bring the good news to the world. Holy Spirit, rain down. Your friend, our way needs your trust.